We're here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Trade Talk, and I am at the booth for the Coalition for E85. This is new. We're only, what, a couple of months old? I'm speaking with Jeff Trinka from Washington, D.C. And first of all, Jeff, why don't you tell me what is the Coalition for E85?
It's made up mostly of retailers, but we've got other groups. The biggest concern they have is the VTEC credit for ethanol is probably going to go away at the end of the year. Unfortunately, that leaves E85 kind of stranded. So you've got these retailers that have put a lot of investment into 2,500 stations out there, which is not a lot in a world of 163,000 service stations. But it was a beginning, and it's just starting to take off. Now, what you're finding is folks are kind of pulling back a little bit and worried because that could be about 30 cents a gallon increase in the cost for E85. So the folks that have made the investments are worried that, you know, the folks aren't going to pull up and fill up anymore because the price has gone up. And those folks who are thinking about going out and making a further investment in infrastructure for E85 are kind of waiting and seeing.
So really what you're looking for here is to have E85 treated differently under the tax code yeah. that it's currently treated, right?
That's right. So E85 is an alternative fuel as defined everywhere in the U.S. code, except for the Internal Revenue Code. And there was a credit for ethanol, so they said, well, we don't want you to double dip. We'll put you in VTEC. Now, VTEC's going away. What we're basically saying is we would like E85 to be included in the definition of alternative fuels, propane, natural gas, and some of the others, so there's a level playing field. And it's a bridge issue, really. I mean, they're trying to, probably about 5 years, you'll see enough E85 stations out there. There'll be the infrastructure and the systems in place to be competitive straight on with gas. So it's not something we're looking for 20 years. We're looking for a five-year bridge.
And it's important to make the distinction between what you're talking about, E85 as the blend itself, as opposed to ethanol.
Right now, the world of E10, if you would, is very mature. And you pull up and you put in your fuel, and I think most people don't even realize now they're putting in 10% ethanol. E85, you've got 9 million approximately of flexible fuel vehicles out there right now. And the auto industry is saying they're going to put out another at least 50% of what they do by the end of 2012 here. So, you know, you can take that flex fuel vehicle and you pull up the station, you can put regular gasoline in, or you can put E85. And it's really the only game out there when it comes to alternative fuels.
Well, as far as this is concerned, the effort that you're trying to make to get the E85 treated, I'd say, fairly in the tax code with the other alternative fuels, where are you at as far as that's concerned now?
We're looking for a bill to be introduced here in probably the next week or so. And if folks want to keep in touch with us and be part of this process, we have a website. I'll do the whole politician thing, right? www.coalitionfore85.com or org or whatever. I think we have all of them. But if folks are interested in being part of this, they should look at our website. There will be some letters on there. There's lots of information now. You can leave your name. We should have something you can download soon to send out and say support this piece of legislation.
Thank you very much, and we're going to promote the Coalition for E85. Speaking here from the NAFB Trade Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.